Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing Why Are You, the Thai BL series, episode 5. This episode was much better than the previous episodes, in my personal opinion, because it was kind of funny to watch Tutor and Fighter fuss. I don't know why, it was just interesting, because Tutor had to get a new job at a cosmetic shop, and Fighter decided that the way to try to get Tutor to like him was to aggravate him and make him want to climb up a wall, which I'm really not sure exactly why Fighter thought that this was going to work as a way to make Tutor like him. But anyway, he basically comes in, wastes Tutor's time explaining all the different products, doesn't buy anything, then leaves. Then he finds out that Tutor has to make like 20,000 baht in a day to make sure that that store does okay business-wise, and Tutor has extreme trouble approaching people to sell them something. So what Fighter does is he gets one of his friends who's a girl to come in and buy up 20,000 baht of one item. The only problem is she doesn't have enough cash in her wallet for 20,000 baht. So Fighter ends up coming up to the counter to pay the bill, and then Tutor's pretty upset at him that he's doing this so that he has the sales. And he's also going, why is he doing this? I mean, it makes no sense. And so, anyway, at the end of the day, Tutor ends up getting put into this ridiculous pink rabbit outfit to hand out pamphlets to increase sales. And he's very tired, he's very exhausted, and he just doesn't like wearing the rabbit suit. And really, who can blame a guy for not wanting to wear the pink rabbit suit? Who can blame anyone for not wanting to wear the pink rabbit suit? But anyway, then this person comes up in this stuffed koala, and they start to do like these breakdance routines, and Tutor thinks it's the other guy who works at the cosmetic shop. But it really was Fighter who was trying to figure out a way to, you know, have Tutor like him. And the store manager said, you know, if you want to help Tutor out, then maybe doing something that would be like from the heart would be better than, you know, aggravating the snot out of the kid. I mean, she doesn't say it like that. That's me paraphrasing. But anyway, so Tutor can't figure out why Fighter decided to go to all this effort, wear the koala suit for hours to hand out these pamphlets. And then Tutor says, well, I dropped my car at your dormitory, so I'm going to take you home by taxi to pick up my car. And Tutor's like, why did you leave your car at my dormitory? And Fighter says, well, there's no law against me leaving my car at your dormitory. And then you have these two guys, and Tutor is so exhausted, he just clonks on Fighter in the taxi cab because he's just tired. And then they're just exhausted, and finally Tutor and Fighter make up for dealing with the tutoring lessons, and Fighter agrees not to be using his phone and not paying attention during lessons, and then Tutor agrees to teach Fighter again. And that's kind of where this episode closes, is with them going back to tutoring sessions. Again, this series would not be for kids because there's a couple scenes in here that, I mean, I'm guessing there's going to be several scenes in this series that I'm going to be skipping. Just because you're dealing with a bunch of, I don't mean it bad, hormonal guys. I'm sorry, it's still early in the morning, and yeah, I'm yawning a little bit. It's not because I'm not interested in the subject matter, it's just because my alarm clock hasn't woken up and I haven't had my caramel or mocha macchiato yet. So, you know, I think a lot of people are going to understand that. But there are a few scenes in this that would not be what I would consider child-friendly. I'm really not even sure why we put them in, because in my opinion, they were really irrelevant to the subject matter, and we didn't need to do that. But, you know, that's just Anna's opinion on this series. But I do really like the characters of Tutor and Fighter as individuals, just because of, I mean, Tutor is a really good, solid character in the fact that he, you know, usually tries to do the right thing. He works really hard to get to where he is, and he did it pretty much all by his own metal. Fighter, I don't know what I think about Fighter. I think Fighter is the kind of person that he knows what he wants, but then when he gets ready to get what he wants, he completely freezes and freaks out. And I'm not sure why he's that way. I'm sure if we knew the backstory of Fighter, it would maybe explain it. But what's weird about the two characters is as they continue to interact with one another, it's kind of strange to me, but Tutor actually is more flirty, more buoyant, more that than Fighter. And you're going, this is kind of shocking in the dynamic, because I would have guessed as a viewer watching the show that Fighter would have been the one to be that way. And actually, it's Tudor, which you're going, you know, I think it's because Tudor had way too much pent-up energy, and then he met Fighter, and I think the rest is kind of history on that deal. But it is a funny, interesting show. Again, I think this is one of my least favorite BL series from Thailand, or really from anywhere, just because I don't like the sound effects. I don't like the corniness of some of the storyline. And I think they could have done a heck of a lot better job. Again, that's as a Western viewer, and I do not speak Taiwanese, so maybe if I understood everything that's being said in Taiwanese instead of the English dub or English sub, it would make a lot more sense. But I kind of doubt it on this one. But I would probably, I don't know, I'd probably give it again a 4 out of 10. And I wouldn't necessarily do a rewatch on this one. I do like Tudor and Fighter. I think they're great characters as individual characters. I really don't get the whole Psy and Zon thing, but, you know, that's just me. And to me, they don't really add much to the story. But, you know, again, I look at stories and go, what characters are really essential? And then I look at the side characters and I go, this one really added something to the story. They enhanced the story. These did not. And for Psy and Zon, I have to sit there and go, theirs really does not enhance the story. And, you know, a lot of the characters in this, if you pulled them out, you'd still have a good show, which to me says that maybe they should have been pulled out in the first place. I'm not trying to be bad here to anyone who was on the project. I'm simply saying Tudor and Fighter are the main characters, and I really think we could have developed that more and also spent a little more time working on their interaction instead of these all these side bits. But that's just Donna's opinion. And that is my review of Why Are You? Episode 5, the Thai BL drama series. Anna out. Bye.